brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're already into hour number two. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, 23rd day of June, 2010 edition. We had to reschedule last week. Dr. John Coleman, he'll be on with us in the fourth hour today. Always informative. We're continuing with your phone calls. In 30 minutes, there's a McChrystal press conference. And all of this serves a larger purpose, as if Obama is commanding a general and Obama's the boss and McChrystal actually runs something. The buck stops with the generals in the White House. And no, you've got big unelected bureaucracies and private corporate networks like the CFR that openly, Hillary Clinton's admitted this, tell the presidency what to do. They had an SPP meeting. They've had a bunch of them. And through FOIA requests, we've gotten the documents over the years. And they have North American Union meetings, and it's the Fortune 100 or so there. And they just openly tell the government what to do, and the government clicks its heels. Because all the major politicians and bureaucracy heads previously worked for Monsanto and General Electric and News Corp and BP and Exxon Mobil and Goldman Sachs. And so when you have these big corporate committee meetings, that's what global governance is. I mean, now they openly say a world bank, a world government, where you pay your taxes directly to the IMF and World Bank. And so I see these people out there saying, oh, there's $1 trillion of lithium in Afghanistan. That's why we're there. Oh, really? We've been there 8 years, $500 billion a year conservatively in opium coming out. How many trillions is that? $4 trillion? Trillions in oil in the area? Trillions in natural gas? They've known for decades there was lithium there. World Bank reports 2003. They just tell you that, and the New York Times tells you that's going to pay for the war. Really, we're now in Iraq almost 7 years. Or not almost, I guess in March it was seven. And the communist Chinese are getting the oil wells. The French are getting the oil wells. Kind of like Obama gave billions of dollars to a Brazilian oil company, partly owned by George Soros, who financed him. Stimulus money. Wall Street Journal, that was back in 2009. By the way, there's no ban on them drilling in the Gulf. See, Obama controls America, and so globalists control America. And so if they shut America down, all of their holdings outside of America go up in value. All of their global corporate extraction mechanisms that extract oil, minerals, drugs, whatever the case is, by NAFTA and GATT and globalism and carbon taxes shutting down Europe and the United States, that makes all these robber barons that got rich off of our nations and our nations funding their private corporate empire, they then have leveraged that out to take over the world, and now they're just shutting America off to make their holdings outside the country go up. And so my heart goes out to Beverly in Missouri, who can't find a job, whose unemployment's about to run out, and now the government's saying in Congress, well, we'll let you have unemployment a few more months, but we got to drug test you. Yeah, let's get the federal government the job of guilty until proven innocent. Give the federal government your bodily fluids. And I saw a press report about 1 month of government drug testing to cost $200 million if they pass this. Look at this. Two people involved in Gulf oil spill cleanup have died, Fox News reports. Two people involved in the Gulf oil spill cleanup have died, the Coast Guard's reported. Meantime, the Coast Guard says BP has been forced to remove a cap that was containing some of the gushing oil in the Gulf of Mexico. That's all coming up. But first, I'm going to come back, and I'm just going to go as fast as I can through your calls. Just every point you bring up is so central, and then I go on a long rant about it. But Wayne, Ronald, Beverly, we got to those guys. Nate, John, Marty, Steve, Michael, others, your calls are coming up. 1-800-259-9231. What's happening is really pretty elementary if you study history. Once corruption reaches a flashpoint, the criminals look at each other that run society and say, well, my gosh, we're getting away with the moon. Why don't we get away with the universe? You know, if we've gotten away with 1,000,000 miles, let's go 1,000,000,000,000 miles.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3133. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Nate in Kansas. Nate, welcome.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How are you?
Good, my friend.
I was just curious, just wondering what you think about. You see, you're a really well-informed person, and you're one of the most intelligent people I know. And I've been listening to your show for about 2 years, and actually been really well-informed by you. And you really are where I get most of my news, but I do some independent research as well.
Yeah, you shouldn't just get your news from InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You should get a wide spectrum. You can learn a lot, too, just by watching enemy transmissions, the corporate occupational government media. You can really learn what their game plan is.
Well, sir, I was wondering, what do you see, I mean, from all of your sources and all the information that you've been able to put together so far, where do you actually see all this globalist stuff going? I mean, what is their absolute plan that you have seen? And as far as this thing in the Gulf and everything else, our monetary system, our economic collapse, all of this?
Well, that's a big, big question. I appreciate your call. How do you simplify that? I mean, I said day one when they had the spill, I said whether it's staged or a real accident, they're not going to let a good crisis go to waste. They're going to try to ram through cap and trade. And now they're on the news every day saying, we've got to put taxes on you. We've got to tax and regulate your home and have home inspections. We've got to have more government power. And all the evidence shows, it's back in the news today, that they're not letting the states put up sand berms. Most of the oil hasn't come in yet to shore, if you look at the satellite images from NASA. And so it's just horrible. And so the plan is order out of chaos. Wreck everything, and then always play the part of the saviors, getting more control over society via the destruction they've wrought. Basically a scientific nightmare, a scientific dictatorship. That's what Paul Ehrlich, the chief advisor to George Bush Sr., said they would do. That's what Obama's White House science czar said they would do. John P. Holdren. I mean, this is what these people do. These are conquerors. They're economic and scientific conquerors, and they come in and they study how humans operate and how societies develop, and they write countless books about it, and you can see their entire program being implemented to turn us into completely domesticated animals, not to even carry out a specific job, not to provide milk, not to provide wool, not to even provide meat, but to be domesticated for the orderly process of incremental generational extermination. And so they're eradicating the family system. They're eradicating the national system, the sovereign system. They are waging, I mean, I told you a decade ago, globalist documents said, under environmental rules, we would all be raised in dormitories, and that the family would be broken up, and that you wouldn't be able to have single-family dwelling homes, and new homes couldn't be built, and now that's been passed as law in Europe. They're now trying to implement. I mean, it's all happening. Everything you read in 1984 is what they actually planned. George Orwell was a member of MI6. His real name was Eric Blair. When are people going to figure out that Aldous Huxley, before he died, went clean and said this whole thing is a real plan? It's a eugenics transhumanist program. He wrote Brave New World in 1933, where everybody's genetically engineered and the state decides what genetics you can have and if you can have a kid, and they've got subclasses that serve them. You know, more than half the births in Hollywood now are surrogates. I've been at soccer games that my kids are playing in and basketball games and things and heard mothers talking about their surrogate babies. And I mean, you know, these are middle class people having them. They're already growing hearts and livers and in clones. But it's okay because it's not a humanoid clone. They mix bovine with the human fetus and then grow it in utero in the cows. That's been going on for at least 12 years. And it's in all the medical literature. It's all going on. I mean, things you can't even imagine are going on, ladies and gentlemen. You're living in a Buck Rogers system, but it's a technocratic psycho system. But meanwhile, the average person only cares about the latest soap opera. You know, the political classes kind of have dumbed down political soap operas. McChrystal, Rahm Emanuel, Blagojevich, Barack Obama, that's just one level. They're just mid-level puppets. The real power structure rarely gets looked at, and more it is. So Brzezinski's, you know, panicked 5 weeks ago and raised the alarm and told his CFR crowd, you know, look out, the public can see us now. But most people aren't even tuned into the fake political strata of Obama and Newt Gingrich and all these people who are on the same team. They're tuned into American Idol and the World Cup and Marinus Vanderloob or Marinus Vanderloob's the guy that reportedly firebombed the Reichstag. I get it all mixed up. Who's the guy they're saying killed the girl in South America? And before that, they said he killed the woman in the Caribbean. Joran van der Sloot. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. There we go. Let's talk to John in California. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Morpheus. I actually have a few topics for you this morning. And the first thing is actually something I've not heard you talk about. So I really think it's quite interesting. You've been talking about these boxes that they're going to put, you know, to help regulate the internet. And from what I'm getting here, I used to have a website, but they got rid of it. It's something that they're doing, and it's attacking computers. It's called anti-spyware soft. That's at least one of two attacks that I've been gone under. And basically what this is doing, it seems to me as if, like, these boxes are just more like a decoy, all right? And what they're really doing is what I'm about to tell you. They had a sort of website up that you could go to because it's supposed to act like some kind of anti-spyware system that you could buy and it'll protect your computer. But in reality, it's a Trojan horse. And what it does,
well, Alex, sir, that's not your opinion. I have the Age newspaper out of Australia and the News newspaper, both reporting that the government makes people not put a black box in Australia. This is now law, but, quote, anti-spam software. And what it blocks is tens of thousands of URLs like Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And then that software dials into a central government hub and takes control of your computer. Here the FCC has announced a black box that does it. So what you just said is actually what's going on.
See, the thing is, though, Alex, the first time this happened to me, it was called, It's called Security Tool. And the second time, it was called Anti-Spyware Soft. I managed to copy their features page. I wrote it down. And let me just read a few of the things that it says. It says right there on the features page that Anti-Spyware Soft only boasts a large number of enhanced features. It says Comprehensive Scanning Engine. Many spyware constantly renamed to avoid detection, but their content remains the same. Anti-Spyware Soft carries out a comprehensive examination of not only the presence of, quote-unquote, suspicious files, but also all traces of them in their content. Deep Soft scans the registry, memory, all files, all folders, cookies, and the Windows.
Now, it doesn't just block websites or URLs. It blocks keywords, yes. And this is going to be federal law. They've already put it in Italy. They're putting it in Australia. And I was just trying to dig through my stack a moment ago, but I'll try to find it during the break. Watson wrote an article about it yesterday. No, it's openly announced, and the government admits it is to censor websites. They admit that it is to shut down the Internet as we know it. And Cass Sunstein at the White House admits that. And so, yes, these anti-spyware, anti-spam, anti-cookie systems. Look, it's basically the same model of AOL. Remember AOL was so big a decade ago? And it would give you the kindler, gentler Internet. You would go log into their AOL interface. You'd be on AOL's website. It would have filters enabled so you couldn't go to bad places. And the main thing it did was slow down your Internet by about half. And so now that's the biggest industry complaint about Cybersecurity Act. It's not that it snoops on people or restricts their content, but that all of these pieces of software being put in by the FCC at the ISP and at the individual user level totally slows down the web. So that's the third part. It spies on everything you're doing. It restricts what you're able to get access to. But it's just like vaccine makers. So many parents I've challenged when the school's trying to make their kid take shots, they go actually read the insert, and it will tell them, oh, guess what? This vaccine doesn't even protect against papillomavirus, or it doesn't even protect against diphtheria, or it doesn't even protect. It's all lawyer speak. Most of these vaccines, they say on the actual insert, it doesn't even protect you. And so, you know, as you said, with these, quote, spy software systems, but it's more than that. Google now you see this more and more when you go to a website. They'll say, this website is dangerous. This website is, and I'm told that happens with InfoWars and Prison Planet. And it's not true, you know, that we have cookies or whatever. They are desperately trying to keep people away from the alternative media because they're panicking. And what all of you should do is write blurbs, write articles that have the facts, that point out what's happening, and send it to writers at Infowars.com or at least post it in the PrisonPlanet.com forum. Millions of people every year read that site. But remember last year we covered it first, and Glenn Beck, to his credit, did pick up on it and became national news, that when you went to the CARS, Cash for Clunkers, CAR government website, it would have a message saying, when you click here, you agree to the federal government owning your computer and taking control of your computer and downloading the contents of your computer and tracking everything you do. And that was the message. See, oh, you want unemployment that you paid for? We're going to take your blood or urine and a drug test. Oh, you want the cash for clunker? We're going to take your computer over and put snooping software on it. Oh, you want to be able to fly? You got to have a national ID card. Oh, you want to go to a national park? You got to have a national ID card. You want to be able to have a job? You got to have a national ID card. It's total slavery.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if
is now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off of all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com. See the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through June 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com. Or call 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com.
Hurry, sale ends June 30th.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
All right, let's go to Marty calling from New York. Marty, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, and thank you, Alex. It's an honor to be able to get through to you. I just wanted to make a quick comment regarding your courageous attitude, which is, I think, a key to the problems of the American people. Now, here's what I hear you saying, and here's what I say to the New World Order and to Barack Obama. I say that I stand for truth, justice, and the American way, so go ahead and make my day. Now, that's a combination of Superman and Dirty Harry, and I may have already gotten that from you, but it has a tremendous impact in my conversations and it impacts on people, and they understand.
Yeah, we've got to get a winning attitude, an angry attitude. We've got to find our spine again and get out of this position of being cowed like a prostitute who's being beaten by a coat hanger by the pimp. America is not a toothless prostitute, crack whore, on her last legs, if we decide we're not.
Exactly. And what you do with your attitude, which rubs off on your listeners, such as myself, is that even though you're accused of being a fear monger, what you help us do, enable us to do, is to overcome fear.
Well, look, I mean, the media fear mongers and then tells you with false fear and tells you worship government. I say you better be afraid of tyranny, like our founding fathers said, and take action against it, or these offshore banks are going to not leave anything left of a republic. And, you know, the question is, have the issues I've talked about come true in the last decade? And the answer is yes. That's why our credibility's gone up. The mainstream credibility has gone down. We are becoming the mainstream. The mainstream media is becoming what they are in the public's mind, a pack of lying criminals. Marty, I appreciate your call. We've got to get our fighting spirit back, our spirit of 1776, and recognize how much corruption and tyranny is around us before it gets worse. And as you notice, the establishment knows we're waking up, so they're now rushing to the finish line right now, trying to get their oppressive system in place before it's too late for them. I mean, look at Hoyer nixing middle-class tax cuts. Says they're too expensive. See, you aren't going to get middle-class tax cuts like Obama said. And now they've detailed what's in the health bill. Nobody's getting free health care. They cut Medicare and Medicaid funding but put more people on it. It lowers the standard of care. The insurance companies wrote this. The Republicans told you the insurance companies could do no wrong and were fighting Obama. They wrote the bill. Just like Republicans are saying Obama's being mean to BP. That's all a sideshow. They're one of his biggest financiers. They're the king of the carbon tax. This is all staged, ladies and gentlemen. It's like a WWF match. I'm sorry, Hulk Hogan did not fight Andre the Giant in WrestleMania 2. It's not real. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in California. You're on the air, Steve.
Hi, Alex. I really appreciate you taking my call. I just had 2 points that I wanted to get to about the upcoming energy problems and the state of the economy. And I live in Sacramento, and I know you've touched a couple of times about how the government wants to control the thermostat in the houses. And how I think this leads right to what's going on in Europe.
Well, the government's announced that. I mean, they're putting smart meters here in people's homes in Austin without asking.
Well, not only that, is that if you can't have any new fireplaces, if you build a new house, and if you already have one.
That's right. Most European countries under EU rules have now phased that in. Special taxes on outdoor space heaters. Special taxes if you want to buy a little heater, you know, if you work in a shack or something, you know, during the winter. Anything that allows you to live is having taxes. This is slavery.
Right. So when you tell people that they're going to expect, you know, $7 to $8 gas, they go, yes, that's good. We do need that. We're using the dirty energy. But people don't remember the Enron rolling blackouts, where after 12 hours you had rushes on the grocery store just to get ice because your refrigerators weren't working. People
and what happened? The internal memos of Enron came out 2 years later. I told people at the time in 2000, I said, this is staged. They've done this in Africa and other countries. It's in the IMF World Bank battle plan that is public, that they've learned, well, look, if we turn the power off a little bit, people will accept double, triple, and even quadruple, thinking there is none. But if we just raise the prices, they'll get mad, and so we'll have staged blackouts. And they even had members of the Congress and the legislature of California. This is on record. And the Secretary of the Army, he later went on, Mr. White, to be the Secretary of the Army. Mr. White, the Enron executive, would give them hundreds of fake tours showing them fake computer programs showing the energy trading. There was no energy trading. Enron was just ripping everyone off as a mafia organization, and they wrote the current tax plan, the carbon tax plan, with Al Gore in 95 and 96, along with BP and Goldman Sachs. Now, stay there. I'm going to have you finish up, Steve in California, then Michael, Kobe, Robert, Pat, and others. But absolutely, this is just all a mafia scam.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
All right, I'm going to continue with your calls throughout this hour. It's always informative, the different items and angles and issues you bring up. And then in the third hour, I'm going to go through the latest McChrystal developments, the oil spill information, what's happening in the economy, the Big Brother section of news. It's all extremely important today. And we have a guest, John Coleman, who was under the weather last week, will be joining us in the fourth hour today to get into where he sees this world government moving with his very informative and educated perspective. Right now, Steve, finish up the point you were making about smart meters, the takeover of society, taxing all human activity. The UN, the head climatologist at NASA, Peter Singer, John P. Holdren, all of them, the UN meetings, Maurice Strong, they all state just thousands of times that they're taking control to shut off resources to end industrial society. And they're teaching people's children this in the schools, and they're really doing it, where everything you do is government controlled, and then only select global corporations are allowed to even operate. So it is slavery by every yardstick. Finishing up your point.
We, right here in the Bay, they receive $500 million in grants from BP to research biofuels and alternate energy. But then BP, whatever they produce, they own those patents, and they get to direct which research is actually published.
So yeah, we missed the first part of what you had to say. We had you faded down. Start over again.
What I'm saying is that, speaking of brainwashing in the schools, right here in the Bay Area, you have UC Berkeley, which receives about $500 million and grants from BP, and they own all the patents. Whatever these young, you know, researchers produce, they get to cherry pick what good data and what bad data they get to even publish. There's not going to be any real solutions. The infrastructure for an alternate energy future isn't even in place. By having this moratorium on drilling in the Gulf, they're just exacerbating the situation. In addition to the ongoing conflict in the Gulf with the Strait of Hormuz closed down, all this oil shipped in from the Persian Gulf is going to be tied up in a, you know, an indefinite war.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I really do. In fact, let me just digress for a moment and cover this now. Look, British Petroleum, if you go out and do a search for carbon taxes, global government, you will see more videos than I can watch, more TV ads and radio ads than I can even listen to or watch. I mean, I've never had time to sit there and watch them all. World government this, world government that, carbon taxes this, carbon taxes that. They're funding high schools, colleges. When I say tens of billions funding the brainwashing to go on the new carbon tax economy run by BP, I mean, we've always talked about BP being the kingpin. And then now you notice the kingpin of pushing this. And they themselves controlled by Goldman Sachs, who are some of the biggest funders of the carbon tax worldwide, and to sell the derivatives. It is a form of new serfdom where everything is tracked, everything is traced, and where they incrementally cut off our resources and energy. It is siege. It is military financial attack. And in this controlled economy, they are able to then only allow their businesses and their subsidiaries to make profits and then create global artificial monopolies. This is world domination. It's a perfect example, and it's been reported on a year ago by the Wall Street Journal, and so I want to go over some of this news. Today, even though President Obama is against offshore drilling for our country, he signed an executive order to loan $2 billion of our taxpayer dollars to a Brazilian oil company, which is the eighth largest company in the entire world, to drill for oil off the coast of Brazil. The oil that comes from the operation is for the sole purpose and use of China and not for the USA. Now, here's the real clincher. The Chinese government is under contract to purchase all the oil that this oil field will produce, which is hundreds of millions of barrels of oil. We have absolutely no gain from this transaction whatsoever. But wait, it gets worse. Guess who is the largest individual stakeholder in this Brazilian oil company and who would benefit from this the most? We've talked about this last year when it came on the Wall Street Journal, but here it is again. It is the American billionaire George Soros, whose former employee is the head of Obama's transition team, who was one of President Obama's most generous financial supporters during his campaign. If you are able to connect the dots and follow the money, you are probably as upset as other Americans are about this. Not a word of this transaction has been broadcast on any part of any of the major news networks. This article continues. The above quoted article reference and segment attributed to Fox News Channel host Glenn Beck criticizing President Obama for signing an executive order to lend $2 billion for the Brazilian oil company to finance offshore drilling. That's right, part of the stimulus money. I see. Good job to Beck. He's actually really reporting on something here. All without securing reciprocal oil exports from Brazil or any other benefit to the U.S., nearly all of the substantive claims made in the article. And it just goes on and on and on. My friends, look at Iraq. Who's getting the main contracts for oil? China. Who got the Panama Canal? China. Who gets to have almost no tariffs, but they have giant tariffs on our products? China. Why did our government pass tax incentives in the last 20 years to pay American companies to move to China? Now look at where we are. Totally bankrupt. 20%+ of the public can't get a job. Our society is falling apart. The Chinese, the Russians are all over the Gulf drilling whatever they want. And Obama comes and tells any companies with U.S. subsidiaries that they can't drill in the Gulf. Since when can Obama tell somebody if they can drill 100 miles or 200 miles or 40 miles off the coast? Our waters only go out 12 miles. Their whole carbon tax was dead in the water, pun intended. And so they went and just blew that sucker. They gave orders to Anadarko and to BP that they knew would cause the well to spill, to come in early before they were prepared, and then they're going to let that sucker gush forever and ever until they get their carbon taxes. You know, something must be done, the media says. Something must be done. We know the answer. Put some taxes on the American people. That'll fix it. All right, let's go ahead and go to Michael in Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex Jones. I just wanted to thank you for your courage. And I've seen the Zeitgeist. I've seen Aaron Russo's America, Freedom, the Fascism. And I've seen that DVD of the Empire Has This Elitist Eugenics Plan. And my friend Matt, David, and myself, we thought of an idea on how we could really screw over the banking aristocrats, the big corporations, the big government, and all the other scumbags from Jekyll Island. And we just wanted to know if there's any. We live in Austin too, and we were wondering if there's any place where we can meet you, because we want to know what's your opinion on our idea and if you could help us.
Well, Michael, I barely have time to see my family. When I get off air every day, I have stacks of work to do. And so unfortunately, I can't, people every day are saying, have a strategy meeting, come here, meet with us, talk to us. You're talking to me right now here on the radio. And unfortunately, people always get crestfallen or scorned when I can't meet with them. I just don't have the time. But if I was you, I would implement your ideas. And if they don't succeed, it doesn't matter. At least you've put up a resistance, and resistance is victory. The biggest thing is educating the public about the real political paradigm, exposing the offshore piratical corporate elite for what they are, how they use big government to shut down their competition, how Republicans lie and say corporations are wonderful, the Democrats lie and say government is wonderful, when the truth is both institutions are big and corrupt and team up to abuse the individual. But also, Michael, there's not a silver bullet to this. There's not one plan, from what I've seen, that'll bring these people down. We have to first change ourselves. You know, it's an inside job. We have to change ourselves and become better people and more educated and more informed about the world. And we have to decide what our priorities are. And then the most important thing is wake other people up. Wake individuals up. Pay it forward. Somebody, Michael, woke you up. Now it's up to you to wake someone else up. And you don't have to teach them, you know, everything you've learned over the last few years. You've just simply got to let them understand there's a bigger agenda afoot and to start questioning things, Michael. But God bless you. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Kobe in Utah. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm all right, sir.
Good. Hey, I just had a few comments for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The first one has to do with you say that we need to be angry, which I agree with, but I also think you need to be focused. It seems like a lot of people aren't focused on what we need to do, namely ending the Federal Reserve. It seems like we get sidetracked a lot of the time on 9/11 and things like that.
Well, some people are going to wake up by seeing a Fox News clip where the Marine Corps commander admits they're helping grow the opium. Some people are going to get woken up by McChrystal admitting that Obama is basically an empty suit who reads off a teleprompter. Some people are going to get woken up by researching Operation Ajax, Gulf of Tonkin, or 9/11. Some people are going to get woken up by seeing the Army shooting women and children from a helicopter and then laughing about it. Some people are going to be woken up by learning about the private Federal Reserve. We probably spend an hour or two a week talking about the Federal Reserve. I mean, we can't just talk about one subject. I have Ron Paul on every month. I lobby to audit the Fed. And you called in. You're talking about it. But I think this is a wide spectrum fight. And I think one big thing is people say, you know, other people are going to disagree with you about what they think is most important. I tend to agree with you that, you know, auditing the Fed, exposing the banking structure, but even if we don't get an audit right away of them, exposing them as the real government and as the illegitimate government in there that's really pulling the strings, calling the shots. That's what I just said to the last caller. I think more and more people say, well, you need to do this or you need to do that. Well, how about you guys do it? I mean, nothing can – so many people are looking for a one-size-fits-all, one action, and the New World Order, you know, falls because the mighty Hercules goes and fights the Hydra. There is no Hercules, folks. There's the Herculean spirit, though. I mean, if you, you know, individually want to go out there and face down dragons every day – that is on the city bus telling everybody about sodium fluoride being deadly poison. But, I mean, go ahead. You're on the air. Talk about the Federal Reserve right now.
Well, I just think that we need to be a little bit more like Ron Paul. He doesn't mention 9/11 at all. He doesn't say it was an inside job or it wasn't. He just focuses on ending the Federal Reserve, which I think we need to do. And another thing I had a comment on is if you have Sirius or XM radio listeners, or even if you're thinking about getting it, or if you're not thinking about getting it, call SiriusXM up. Tell them that if they get Alex Jones on the air every day, live, a full show, that you will subscribe.
That is a good idea. You know, I've never really lobbied XM, but they're carrying 1 hour of the daytime show at night and 3 hours on Saturday, and they're looking to trying to carry us live. The problem is, you know, they get filled up with other shows and they don't want to bump other people that are in those positions. But good point. And I appreciate your call. Look, I'm here to discredit this government. This is not my government. It is illegitimate. It violates the Bill of Rights and Constitution religiously. It is there trying to create criminal, illegal, treacherous, treasonous precedents to fully dismantle our checks and balances and our freedoms. And so, you know what? I mean, if the evidence shows 9/11 was an inside job, I'm going to talk about it. It's an attitude of telling the truth. I'm not trying to win a popularity contest in a day. Okay? I want people a decade from now to know that what I said was the truth so that they can then recognize the evil that they face in their time, in their day. I've always understood the basics of history. And people heard me on air 15 years ago, and they laughed at me. And you know what? They're listeners today. I can't tell you how many station managers or owners or station groups call up Affiliate Relations at Genesis or call me and say, I'm going to pick your radio show up. I thought you were a lunatic 5 years ago when I heard you as a guest on our station on another show, and everything you said in that interview came true, or it's all coming true. I was on Mancow Muller, big syndicated show this morning, and he apologized and said, I guess they are going to put black boxes in to take control of the web, and, you know, I guess they are putting, I mean, you know, he was there having to admit I was right about all these things. Look, 95% of what we cover is right out of a government document, okay? And so I realize that if I'm willing to be called a kook and a nut and a dangerous lunatic by the mainstream-controlled media, that's my job. I mean, I'm going to get the information out to warn people, and I don't care if I get hurt in the process. My job is to tell the truth, and it's my job to take the bullets. It's my job to take the political bullets, to hit the political barbed wire so people can climb over my back, folks. I'm a shock troop. I'm trying to beat the New World Order. I'm trying to really defend humanity and have liberty and to truly unleash the power of human destiny. And so I don't care if Chris Matthews has the Southern Poverty Law Center on to say, you know, that Alex Jones is going to cause people to go out and commit murders. It's not true. But it's a testament to the fact that my message is dangerous to the system that they're doing things like that. Robert in Montana, you're on the air.
Alex, I want to talk about, I'm in Billings, Montana, and I want to talk about the tornado that hit the Metro Sports.
They use that here as a pretext to lock down the city.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me, but this is my take on it. That was done by the federal government through HARP and it's I'm about a 3-mile straight line from the Metra. And what's interesting to me is that hit practically only the Metra. It was a surgical strike because the federal government has been trying to get into the back door of Montana through several different avenues for quite a long time. And now Schweitzer, our governor, has, it's in the news now that he's going to request federal funds. Well, of course he is.
That's right. Montana's been kicking the feds out, and then you get hit by this mega tornado. And for those that just joined us, it is declassified. It is on record that by 67, they could create hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons in the Pacific, and that they could steer them, control them, weaken them, make them stronger. Stanford Research Institute, Naval Weapons Laboratory. It is AP Reuters. I interviewed the father of weather weapons, Ben Livingston. It's on PrisonPlanet.tv. And yes, you see the big eugenicist, White House press secretary, has also talked about weather weapons. But you see the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, talking about geoengineering the planet. These global warming freaks aren't just going to blow oil wells to get what they want. They've got weather weapons that they'll use to scare people. Stay there.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Well, you know McChrystal has resigned, and Obama and Biden and Petraeus, at least Petraeus didn't have a seizure when he was up there. Biden had like this Mussolini frown on his face the whole time, complete gangster, fits in well with the Chicago mob boys. It's just a complete joke. Look, we're there to sit on top of the opium, and so contractors can make trillions of dollars over the years. That's why we're there, and McChrystal didn't like it. And wanted more troops to actually win the war, and that's not going to happen, just like Vietnam. Also coming up the next hour, I kept getting reports of this in the last week, and now I've seen some local newscasts, I've seen YouTube videos of the rain falling down, and you can see the oil, all the oil sheen, even in central Texas, in Louisiana, in Mississippi. So we're going to be going over some of that. The article's up on Infowars.com by Kurt Nemo, Toxic Rain Falls in Louisiana. That's just some of the news coming up when we start the next hour. But going back to Robert in Montana, yes, I am really concerned, and my new film coming out in the fall is about not just chemtrails, but weather weapons, eugenics. There's no doubt the government admits they have weather weapons, and you've got to look at some of this freak weather that strikes sometimes as a weapon to bring federal control in. Plus, if you understand big central banks control the U.S., and all they want is bankrupt states so they control them, then it's something that has to be looked at. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I agree with you 100%. I was back in 96, I was traveling on I-90 here, going south toward the Wyoming border, and I remember I was in four-wheel drive doing about 40 miles an hour because the highway was so bad. I'm surprised, because out here they will shut the highways off. They'll put a gate across if it's bad enough and you don't go anywhere. And I think I was right at that point. I didn't see another car for 20, 30 minutes at a time either way. And this was in 96. I didn't know anything about chemtrails. And since you brought this up, and I saw out my windshield, this is the afternoon, it was a sort of a white overcast because it was very cold, a lot of ice, a lot of snow. And I saw what looked to me like the air itself being electrified. Never had seen anything like that in my life. And I'm driving along in my truck, and this stuff is everywhere. And you could see it in the air. It looked like electricity, like particles of electricity, if one could see particles of electricity.
Yeah, what they do is you'll have planes right next to planes. I saw this last weekend where one jet hasn't had it mixed with the fuel. We don't have the federal patent, and the Pentagon is doing it. That way the airlines don't even know. And it disperses the aluminum dioxide, barium salts to create the nuclei for particulates. And then you'll just see in a space of an hour the entire sky filled with trails, and they turn into mist. And then you'll see almost the yellow chemical oily mirage in there. And then I've talked to some engineers locally who say that the government covertly at some of their local weather stations, that they're actually ionizing the atmosphere. And then I had the head of HAARP on. That was so bizarre, what was it, 3-4 years ago, that the Air Force contacts me and says, you've said a lot about HAARP. How would you like to have the director of HAARP on? And sure enough, he came on and then admitted they're even able to ignite the atmosphere, but said that it's all friendly and no big deal. And then you have Secretary of Defense Cohen back at 97 telling Army Times at a press conference, but the Army Times reported on it, it was April 28th, 1997, that yes, they have weather weapons and tectonic weapons and race-specific weapons. And then we have Dick Cheney in the September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses Project for the American Century document, talks about legitimizing the use of race-specific bioweapons. So I appreciate your call. I mean, the point is we're in a Buck Rogers future. Much of it's suppressed and classified, and we're not in Kansas anymore, ladies and gentlemen. You're living in a science fiction movie. You need to understand that. And they've got vaccines that reprogram your brain. They admit. It's just the sky's the limit, folks. Even if we were fully conscious of this and fought back every way we could, it's a serious battle we're facing. But if people are busy sucking their thumbs, only caring about the World Cup, we don't have a prayer. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.